All right. Yeah, no doubt, man. Now, are you guys out there performing? You got shows that's coming up, or is there a mixtape? Because I see you guys got a couple of websites as well.
Right. Well, we got the mixtape, but our commercial release is the 24th of August. So we're gonna have
Okay.
music videos, and we're gonna start doing our interactive presentation. We're gonna start introducing our video game. Like, matter of fact, next week when we start pushing our social media, accounts or whatnot, we're gonna have it's like a 60-second ad, and it shows it's a mixture of Pyrohydro, but it also has the video game in it. So you're gonna get to see some of the video game action in it and everything else. But right now, that's what we're doing, bro. We're about money. So in order for us to
Right.
capitalize, we're doing, we got to keep banging. We're gonna start doing shows right after the end, right at the beginning of the year, 2020.
Okay.
But right now, we're trying to get this game finished. We're also battling these bigots and these people trying to keep us from making our money. So we're at war
Right.
right now. We got to, in order for us to do that, we got to make this money.
Right. Right. And now give us a little bit more about the track that we got right here is Top Dog. You know what I mean? Like, give us a little synopsis on what this joint is about. I mean, I heard it. We're gonna let our listeners check it out, but let's give them like a little setup of what the song is all about.
Okay, it's once again just saying, if you go if first, especially if you claim you're a soldier of God, if you're gonna get in the streets and you gotta do street stuff, you gotta put in work, whatever it is. Specifically in this case, it's talking about the game with swinging
Right.
it. If you're gonna do that,
Right.
get in there, but don't forget this. Don't forget that this is what's gonna happen to you as soon as this happens. This person will come for you. Make sure you prepare for this. Yada yada yada. And then it's basically the second verse is saying that, you got all these people who's faking. You know what I'm saying? They're not real. So that's the reason why if you learn from those type of niggas, then you're gonna get caught up. So pay attention to this first verse. You can do whatever you want to do, but pay attention to this first verse, and it might help you out when you're out here doing it. Because a lot of our fans, bro, came from like Africa, and so they would contact us and be like, man, so we want people to do the same thing. Like, I'm telling you in that rap, dude, this is how I was able. Because I wasn't no dope man. My brother was into that. I was a stick up, but I was like, this is how you do it, and you don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like Biggie with the Ten Crack Commandments. He was actually telling cats what
Right.
to do. You out there selling. I mean, for real, though. It was like one of those things, though, right? But it was real life because, see, that's the thing. See, this is the thing what I'm saying about hip hop, like real hip hop, which I'm getting from what your brothers are doing right here, man, is that it always had a storytelling to it. Even if Slick Rick was doing a story, you know what I'm saying? Even if it may have came from a bad place or what they considered a bad place, but it was like, look, this is what we're going through in our inner cities, you know what I mean? In our streets, you know what I mean? It was a story to it. So it was like, but instead of just saying, well, to glorify how much money I got, how much change, how I'm going to disrespect women, how I'm going, I got guns, I'm going to kill this cat, do all that. That's what they're basically putting on the radio right now, and our kids are eating that shit up like popcorn, and they thinking this is what way they're going to gain respect. That's not facts. You know what I mean?
And that's
I get it, brother.
he's saying that's exactly the opposite. And we say everything you see on these videos, do the opposite of that.
I like that, man. Yeah, man. So are you guys gonna be going to any community centers, speaking to some of the youth, or going to any
Right.
schools, or anything, or just going to like around the neighborhoods and just like giving this information out there?
Okay, you see that video game?
Yeah,
That's
that's. Look, I need a copy of that, yo. I'll show you that, bro. I ain't gonna stunt, yo.
the
Like when the
video.
Wu-Tang came out with their joint, man, I had to have that, man. And I actually got the game still. I don't even have the console. I just got the game. Like, I just wanted to have that. And that's one of those kind of things like this. Because the idea of this right here is so real. Like you say, the way the concept is like Grand Theft Auto, you know what I mean,
Right.
mixed with Gods of War, you know what I mean? That is just amazing right there in the same, you know?
Right. That's it, bro. That's it. That's all we want to say. Look, you ain't got it. We know that you can't preach. There's a prophecy that the preacher work gonna end. So little people don't want to hear you preaching. As soon as you start trying to preach, they're like, oh God, here come them. So that's not what we
Right.
doing. We gonna preach to you. We gonna tell you, look, if you feel our message, we was talking to you. If you don't
Right.
feel our message, then we wasn't talking to you. So don't come over here talking no outrage and I'm mad and all that, bro. We ain't trying to hear that because we told you this is what we about. So don't come over here talking. We ain't over there trying to, see what you about. So don't come over here
Right.
talking to us. You know,
That's
we
right.
get it. We you wanted the real people that we had interviewed so far with. Meaning, like I said, as soon as we heard in New York, you know, that whole New York thing, right. You wanted to know, you already know you're dealing with knowledge, you know what you're dealing with. You know, really hip hop, right. You know all of that. That's all of that, you know. You know what I'm saying, Chad? Right. Right. You know. So when we hear that, we are, oh, but this dude ain't from Chicago. Well, this dude is from, you know, New York. So he first of all, he know hip hop. Second of all, so we already said, soon we heard your voice, we're like, okay, this is what we want to talk. One of the dudes we want to talk to right now.
Right. Yeah, it is, man. I'm definitely feeling what y'all doing, man. BTG, Belonging to God, right here. We got my man. S-O-G, Soldier of God, also C-Lo's doing his thing, man. It's called Pyro Hydro. It's dropping real soon right now. You guys definitely go out there and look for that as well. The song that we got here is called Top Dog as well, man. So when everything drops, is the video game called Pyro Hydro?
No, the video game is called The Art of Life and Death, but this project is called...
Oh, yes, okay.
Right, The Art of Life and Death, and the first episode is Pyro Hydro.
Oh, okay. I get it. All right, no doubt. All right, I was looking at that. I'm like, that's dope, man. And it's just so, I mean, that's entrepreneurship in it right there. When I was reading, going through you guys' EPK and everything, I was like that's something that to take it to the next level. Like as an artist can be like, okay, I got this album, but also it's coming with a video game. You can play this on your console. Cats can be like, yo, that's next level right there, man.
That's why we're getting the kind of love we get, and that's why we're thankful. But that's the same thing you're saying, as the love people showing. It's like, man, that's what we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. It's next level all the way. You know what I mean? Because it's not really all up. I mean, you're entrepreneurs, and you're taking – that's what hip-hop is about, is taking things to the next level. That's going to be like the next generation will come up and say, wow, that was dope. We want to see what they're doing. Like, let's follow that. We don't have to follow what these cats are doing with the, you know – the braggadocious stuff or whatever, man. Like, they just took one element of that and then ran a whole 10 years with that right now. We're talking from 2010 to going into 2020 of the same shit, yo.
Same thing we said, brother, 2010 was when this boom started, bro. This is it. That's what they did.
Yeah.
And then they think they're being a gangster. They think because they selling dope. Or they're doing, that's not a gangster, homie. That's somebody who's selling dope. You
right,
got gangsters, dope. Because if you're not selling dope, then don't pretend, because you got people. That's it, bro. They hyping it because that's all they got.
Right. Yeah. That's
well, we enjoy this. And it's always good when we can talk to some brothers anyway, on top of brothers that got their heads on. And we all thinking the same, like, man, we black folks, we love everybody, but we black folks, we got to look good for what we got going on.
Right. No doubt about it, man. And now y'all also got, like, SOG, you got, like, a book that's coming out next year for 64 Levels of Power?
Right. And it's everything, like I said, that I learned from these angels. How I got escaped those assassination attempts, how you set somebody up who's trying to mess with you, everything, it's all spiritual. But the game is going to also teach you that. So you use the book together with the video game, and if you watch our animated series, then you all those work together. So the book works with everything.
Man, that's everything. Y'all still there?
Yeah, we still here.
Okay, yeah, man. I'm just like blown away, bro, for real. And we definitely gonna support that here on Renegade Radio as well, man, and also on Choice Radio on SVR.com. Like, we need this in our life. I see you guys also have a website. Now, I don't want to mess this up by saying this, but it looked like it's saying THTBDPFYOP. What does that stand for that?
Our production company is Black Dragon Productions, Inc., spelled with two C's,
okay.
BLACC. And then, so we just put BDP, and then FYLP is For Your Own Protection Records. That's our record label.
Okay.
So it's that BDPFYLP.com.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, so y'all putting out your own music. You're creating everything. You have everything under one umbrella, which is definitely a smart move right there. You know, I know a lot of us deal with record companies and stuff, and I'm hearing, like, a lot of record companies are chopping cats' heads off. Like, it's been going on for years, but if you own your own label, you are your own publishing. How important is that for you to have what is yours, to have your creativity and own that?
Because I had a record deal. I'm not going to tell who it was. It was an independent label, though. And
yeah.
They screwed me up. They wanted the people that have been trying to keep me from coming up, but I had to make a sacrifice. But it is important. It's so important in terms of money wise and in terms of being able to say, hey, wait a minute, you're not gonna do what you. It's like if you give somebody your children, you're not gonna do anything you want to do with my children. You're gonna do this or you do this, or we can work together. You feel me? But you ain't getting 50% or 90%. It's gonna be the opposite way because. We've been through hell to build what we got. Mm-hmm. So ain't nobody can just come in and take that from either one of us.
Right. I feel you like that. Right. That's what's up, man. Yeah, man. So I mean, you also got another website with the MagicCMag.com? Is that a magazine you guys working with?
Well, we had that, bro. But once we started banging, matter of fact, right before we went on the air with y'all, we had an interview last week. They cut the website right after the interview. They just cut our website. For real. That's the reason why our social media accounts aren't popping like they need to be. We can't go and use them right like that just yet. But we've been setting people up. Yeah, bro, this is what's really been happening. So right before we came on here, they cut our electric off. Right before it. And then they had these niggas riding around the house bumping the music, trying to, you know, right before this happened. This is how they be messing with us. So we couldn't even, our site was down. Now, I just went to go check. It's still screwed up, you know, but it was just right before we called y'all, right before we was going to do that. I said, this is how they've been messing with us. So our site was literally down. So we have to, that's what I'm saying, supporting everything that we got. We if it wasn't for God, we couldn't battle right now because we literally are having to fight for our rights. There are people who are trying to keep us from being able to do this. So this is, you know, it's important for us to keep it. They know we're going to do this, but you got some people who want to try to get their hands in our pocket. It's like, bro, I tell you, so watch. Just watch everything we're about to do. We're about to bust all these people out. They're about to look like silly fools because they thought we were some suckers, that they were just going to be some Negroes, that they were just going to be able to stay and not be able to do it. So we literally are fighting, dude. Our site was just down a minute ago, right before we called you. So I don't know if it's down now, but it was then. So we literally having a fight so we can make this money and keep this up.
Oh man, look, bro, you got the support from the Scheme Beast Radio Music Review right here and Renegade Radio. You guys want to send us over, you know, your social media links or whatever, something like that. We'll go to the website. We'll post it up on our other sites. We have an advertising site. You know what I mean? We have thousands of people who check us out. We have over 240 different countries who will actually be checking out what we're doing with this interview right here. That's on my underground top40.com. You know what I mean? As well, man. So, yeah, we want to show y'all some support, man, and definitely show you some support for your, you know, for the books, for the magazine, for your video game, and for this album that's about to drop as well, man. So, yeah, I got that. No problem.
We can do the same thing with y'all. Y'all already boom banging, but whatever we can do, bro, we're going to do the same thing.
That's what we need to do. That's how we brothers look out for each other and keep the thing moving, man.
That's right.
No doubt about it, man. Do remember BTG, Belonging to God, man. My man SOG, Soldier of God, and C-Los, man. The album is coming out very soon in August. You said August 25th, right? 24th is going to be dropping. Pyro Hydro, all right, and then you got another one's going to back that one up as well to be coming up with that. So you got the mixtape that's coming out, got albums coming out. Man, this is going to be crazy, man. A video game is coming out, The Art of Life and Death, all right. The book right now is going to be dropping in soon, too, in 2020. 64 Levels of Power, all right, and also go to www.magiccmag.com. Also, that BDPFYOP.com as well. We're going to make sure we post that up on our sites over here as well, on AmpLiveNW.com, also on Choice Radio, on SBR.com. Yeah, man, this is where it's going to be at, man. I really like the fact that brothers came on the air and you got a purpose, man. And do remember the song is called Top Dogs. So when that joint release out there for that single, is that out there right now for purchase where they can go and just wait for it when it drops on the 24th?
Yeah, you can buy that. You can buy Top Dog. You can buy it.
Okay.
But you can go to everything, but you can buy that one.
All right. So definitely go out there and pick that up on all the major platforms, stream that right away. And also you got the mixtape too as well, also on SoundCloud.com. So you can put in Pyro Hydro. It's PYROHYDRO. And look for that as well. And also for the name of the team right here, these brothers, B TG. Remember that, belonging to God, man. And I'm thankful for you brothers coming on the air, man, and I appreciate it, man. You guys got any shout-outs or anything else you want the people to know what's going on with you?
Yeah, this is just you know, keep on the lookout for me. This is SOG. Just support. That's all we want you to do. We appreciate that. That's why we do it. So, brother, that's it. Just appreciate all the love that's been shown. That's it, man.
All right. Let's definitely keep doing that, making that happen for y'all, man. That's what we're going to do, man. I know things are going to get better, so keep your heads up. And you have some real soldiers out there, man. All right, Columbus, Ohio, stand up, man. Let's get into this joint right here, Top Dog. All right, for my brothers right here holding it down, right here on the Scheme Beast Radio Music Review. All right, BTG, come get some.